You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 19th of March 2025. The Australian share market fell today. The S&P ASX 200 down 0.4% to 7,828. And that's as international events continues to dominate investors' sentiment. Tesla shares also tumbling in the US about 5% overnight. So for more on what's driving the broader market, I spoke with Junbei Liu from 10Cap.
Look, a market is waiting for more clarity. What has caused all that volatility has been the yo-yoing policy in America in terms of trade, in terms of the tariff, as well as the geopolitical conflict that is happening. But investors yet to convince the policy and the trade war is now sort of firmly in place, or whether there will be any further changes, and really just waiting to see what is to come. What is a little bit concerning at the moment is that given the uncertainty and the changing policies, US economy and the consumer confidence and corporate confidence clearly is slowing. Every feedback we have heard and every indicator is now pointing to a softer economic outlook because of those uncertainties. So, investors don't want to sort of pile back in before this is clear.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we heard from Bank of America saying global fund managers have raced to sell US stocks recently and built up cash reserves. Fitch today has downgraded US growth forecasts on Donald Trump's tariff plans. How do you view US shares?
Yeah, look, U.S. shares clearly is looking, a little bit vulnerable. I think particularly the tech sector. I think tech sector, we have always known it is way too expensive. There's valuation challenges. And then one of the biggest thing is that the tech companies have missed their analyst expectations. They could no longer beat the expectations and get the earnings upgrade. They're now missing those expectations. So that's why we're seeing the earnings start falling and the share price falling in a big way in that sector. But everything else in America is now a little bit softer now, just because we're not sure what the economic outlook look like. Most of the economists or strategists in the global strategists all have downgraded U.S. growth outlook, if not almost diminishing that kind of outlook. We do have more rate cuts to be forecasted now later this year, but still the uncertainty is just showing that U.S. Sort of equities is very hard to hold at the moment. Earning challenges and also still quite expensive.
But it's not just the US, because there's lots of other international factors at play. Like you mentioned, fears of a US recession. The US Fed is meeting overnight. You've got the China story, conflicts in the Middle East, developments in Ukraine. How are investors dealing with all of this? And I mean, is there a scale of what's of most concern and what's not?
Yeah, so what's most of, so investors are very worried at the moment, even though some of the regions is doing much better than the others. So the most worried thing is the trade war and what that means to future U.S. growth. Because if U.S. is going to pile into recession, then that means it's going to impact everyone else. No other region can grow independent of U.S. economic activity. So I think that's the big worry. However, after the U.S. bid, so we do have the geopolitical issues that there is some hope if we can see some sort of ceasefire. That will be quite positive for the European region, where seems to be turning somewhat, but because of the more stimulus, and then we're seeing what's happening in Germany, we're seeing the European equities picked up significantly. So China, on the other side, is actually doing not too bad. So they have announced a whole lot of stimulus, smaller stimulus towards the consumer and the like, and seems like it is actually picking up on that front. So we are seeing, some of the Australian company exposed to that is doing a bit better, like A2, Treasury Wine finally doing a bit better. So that side is actually a bit more positive. So while there's a little bit confusing at the moment because of the trade policy and because of the headline news. So the investors sort of just sitting back, waiting for clarity before the cash will be deployed to invest into businesses.
Can we take a bit of a deep dive into the EV market, electric vehicles, right? Tesla shares have been hit in recent months, and it coincides with Elon Musk's increasing political presence there. Overnight, its shares fell again. Its rival BYD in China launched new technology which charges vehicles there in for 5 minutes to be able to drive for as long as 400 kilometres, right? What's your take on the EV story?
I think the EV story is still very solid. However, I think the Tesla's challenge is now you do have a formidable competitor, and the competitor itself is very much had the endorsement of the Chinese government to go around the world and dominate, drive market share at any cost. So, you come, you have a competitor that's really just, will discount and drive market share and have very a lot of good technology as well. So, so I think that's going to be quite challenging. Overall, electric vehicle market itself actually hasn't been fantastic. China has been growing reasonably well, coming back from the trough, but it's European, the EV sale has been disappointing compared to previous expectations. So net-net, overall global demand is not fantastic for EV, hence why we're seeing quite a lot of weakness in terms of the EV vehicle sort of share prices. And then plus at the same time, got competition picking up. And at the same time, most investors don't want to invest in the US shares, particularly expensive growth shares. So Tesla sort of got stuck in the middle of it.
And finally, given that we've seen the markets enter correction, Australia and the US, have you had to change the way that you invest recently? And do you see any opportunities then for investors in the market at the moment?
Absolutely. Look, I think we always run a portfolio where it's a little bit balanced. You take on a little bit of risk and a little bit of defensive stance. And so in this opportunity, you're seeing a lot of companies that's at good value. The reason being, we talked about US economy is a little bit tough, but Australian economy is different. Our consumer has been tough for a long time. We are actually on the way out compared to the US consumer. And then our rate cut cycle just started, and our economy is not doing too badly. Our corporates, most of them don't really get directly impacted by the tariff. And if anything, some of our company actually beneficiary of the tariff impact. So net-net together, our economy and us, our state of the equity market is in a much, much better condition. And yet we are being sold off together with the US market. That makes us very, very attractive.
It's Junbei Lu there, portfolio manager and founder of TenCap. Don't forget to click on subscribe to get this podcast delivered to you whenever it's posted and to give it a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.